This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. An American soldier who illegally crossed into North Korea in July arrived back in the United States early today, according to a U.S. defense official who said Travis King landed in San Antonio, Texas. A senior Biden official told reporters Wednesday that King was transferred out of North Korea and crossed the border to China with the help of the government of Sweden. The official said the U.S. received him in China and transferred him home. There were no concessions given to North Korea for this exchange, a senior administration official told VOA on Wednesday. With a government shutdown looming in a few days, VOA's Alexis Strope reports on the impact to air travel.
U.S. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg warned on Wednesday that a partial government shutdown could disrupt air travel and said the government would need to furlough 1,000 air traffic controllers in training. If Congress does not fund government operations before Saturday, the Federal Aviation Administration estimates it would have to furlough more than 17,000 employees and halt the training. The U.S. Travel Association said a partial shutdown would cost the U.S. travel economy as much as $140 million a day. During a government shutdown, the U.S. air travel system would be, quote, hampered by more flight delays, longer screening lines, and setbacks in air travel modernization, the group said. Air traffic controllers and Transportation Security Administration security officers are among the government workers who would be required to keep working but would not be paid. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.
The Oversight and Accountability Committee of the U.S. House of Representatives is set to hold its first hearing today in an impeachment inquiry against President Joe Biden. Republicans allege that when Biden was vice president, his son Hunter Biden used the family name to advance his business with foreign clients. Republicans also say the president himself profited from his son's businesses, and Biden has denied any wrongdoing. This is VOA News. Ukraine's military said Thursday, its air defenses downed dozens of drones that Russia used to attack the country overnight. The regional governor of Odessa said on Telegram there were no casualties there. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said in his nightly address Wednesday that his country's fighters need more means of destroying Russian missiles. In a landmark case in France, six young climate activists are taking on 32 European nations. Get more on that story from AP's Charles de Ledesma.
The group of Portuguese young adults and children between 11 and 24 years of age are at the European Court of Human Rights, where they're accusing the European governments of violating their human rights for what they say is a failure to adequately address climate change. It's the first climate change case filed with the court and could compel governments to significantly slash emissions and build cleaner infrastructure. The court's rulings are legally binding on member countries. A decision in the case is not expected, though, for several months. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Federal health authorities have voted overwhelmingly against recommending approval of an experimental drug for Lou Gehrig's disease. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
It's a stem cell-based therapy from a drug maker called Brainstorm, and it's been at the center of a years-long lobbying campaign by patients. But the Food and Drug Administration panel of experts voted 17-1 that the treatment had not been shown effective for patients with amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, the fatal muscle-wasting disease known as ALS. While the FDA is not bound by the advisory panel's vote, it largely aligns with the agency's own strikingly negative review, in which staff scientists described the drug maker's application as scientifically incomplete and grossly deficient. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Malayan political groups expressed outrage on Wednesday at the junta's decision to postpone indefinitely the presidential election that was supposed to bring back civilian rule. That election was scheduled for February. And seven U.S. Republican presidential candidates debated again Wednesday night, each trying to become the main challenger to former President Donald Trump, who holds a commanding lead for the party's 2024 presidential nomination, even as he faces four criminal indictments. But as Trump did last month, snubbed the party-sponsored debate Wednesday, which immediately drew a rebuke from two of his opponents. Trump strategically figured he had nothing to gain by appearing on the same debate stage as his opponents when national polling show him with a more than 40% lead over his closest rival. For more news, please join us, voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.